Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Silly Dilly, your 2014 Southern Nevada Dwarf Car Champion, and you're listening to Mike, Gary, and JJ on Wheels.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. A little pause, a little silence.
I'm JJ Nunn, and you're listening to Mike, Gary, and Elvis on Wheels Now.
Special edition here tonight, of course. Want to wish everybody Merry Christmas. We'll get to that. No. Hey, I want to thank all the new listeners and our regulars for joining us tonight as we are here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Of course, Christmas only days away, which is unbelievable
here
tonight.
Comes
Who doesn't like Elvis? I just want to know that. Hey, hosting tonight here, the one and definitely the only, J. Nunn.
Ho, ho, ho.
I hate to get you as a gift under my tree.
Hey, my wife doesn't have a problem with that at all.
That's what she tells you.
Yeah. All there is to it.
What does she say behind your back?
You don't want to know.
Yeah. What is it? Just like right now, you know, from the present you gave me, I got the bow on the top of the head.
Exactly, right
just
on the forehead.
Just to give everybody a good visual, that's the only thing I'm wearing Christmas morning. Yeah. Underneath the tree is the bow.
And now?
Hey, that's not a Christmas. That's supposed to be a birthday suit.
What do you think I enjoy
then,
Christmas? So
and
much?
Then with the bow on Christmas Day, here's Bonnie.
No. Of course, words of wisdom there from the man always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Fantastic.
Not too
I'm
bad.
I'm looking to turn my ho, ho, ho into oh, oh, oh.
Please, somebody, earmuffs.
Please, somebody call in quick. Bell us out of this one.
Seriously.
Here. Well, give us
here.
A call.
Here.
No.
No.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Should we take a few moments for Elvis? Or?
Wow, we just loaded up there. That's all. Yeah.
Oh, there's more.
Wait a minute.
Save it. I'll call in number 702-685-8116. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on. Let us know what you're doing for Christmas. Wish us a Merry Christmas.
No,
that's fine.
Love
to hear from you.
So is that it's okay to say Merry Christmas, or should we say like Happy Holidays?
Oh, no, it's
season,
Merry Christmas.
Season's greetings.
It's Merry Christmas.
What is it for you? What is it with you? Happy Hanukkah? What?
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanukkah.
Yeah, I know. No, it's Merry Christmas.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. I believe in the birth of Jesus Christ.
Festivus for the rest of us, or how does that work?
Hey. Three wise men. That's all I know. But I'm evidently I'm on the short end of the stick here with you two. We lost the three somewhere.
You're welcome. No. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes.
The 23rd today. Is it 23rd?
23rd.
Yeah. Wow. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve.
That friggin' year gone already, man.
Good answer.
Hey.
9 days to New Year's.
Unbelievable.
2015.
Wow. Speaking of that, we got one show left in this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. The 30th.
Yeah. Speaking of the 30th,
yeah,
we will
on?
Have Silly Dilly back in studio talking about her dwarfs.
Cecilia Dilly, who runs the Southern Nevada Dwarf Association out here in Nevada, in Pahrump. She got some news for us?
Yes, she does.
Cool,
she
cool.
didn't tell me the news. We
hey,
just
can't wait till
came, up, came up with an agreement. She'll be back here on the 30th.
Cool.
And I do believe when she was here the last time, she did say that they were having a meeting in Reno, if I'm not mistaken. And,
okay.
And they have had that meeting, and now she's going to be here on the 30th to let everybody know what's up with the dwarfs.
New rules?
We don't know. Don't know. I didn't talk to her. We'll let her reveal that on the show next week. So stay tuned.
You're going to have to tune in on the 30th.
Well, now, will you be back, Gary, by next week?
Yes, I will.
Now, I have to put this out there. There's nobody more devoted to this show than these two guys right here, Gary Wyatt and J.J. Nunn, I'm telling you. And Gary, he puts off his trips to California until after the show. So it's dedication,
yes,
man.
I will be leaving right after the show.
Be careful driving. I know the traffic. There's a lot of crazies out there. And the two of them are in here, so you're safe.
You're safe in the Vegas Henderson neighborhood.
Right, but when you get out, we can't see, you know, what you're going to run into.
Nope. I did hold up my trip for the show, and I will be leaving right after the show.
Wow.
So
I appreciate
it. I will
I'm
be...
Sure.
Down giving my sister a...
It's harder time as you can.
Oh, yes.
I mean, real. Come on, man. Don't be running around all over the place.
I just got to say this, guys. Okay? I got to say this. My sister listened to the last show.
Oh.
And it wasn't even over, and I got a phone call. Okay?
Well, so it's going to be no surprise to her what you got in store for her.
No. She said she's going to walk me all over that store. I was like, this is never going to happen.
Well, that wouldn't hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
She was like, all right. She said if she was listening to the show last week, she would have called in.
Oh.
I told her she was scared. So
we got a mute button.
Matter of fact...
we're all married. We all do.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I'm listening.
It's called selective hearing.
Exactly.
At least I get chewed out.
I've got the same selective hearing.
It's a what? What?
Well, I'm listening.
What?
Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did I just say? What?
25 years ago, I started. 25 years ago, I started hearing. You need to get hearing aids.
Right.
25 years later, you still don't got
it. I don't have hearing aids. The mute button.
Yep, exactly.
So, back to my little story with my sister. I'm kind of very concerned, guys.
Uh-oh.
Really, I am.
With Kathy. Okay. Well, why are you
I've
why
talked
are you
to
concerned?
Her more in this last week than I have all year long.
Oh, you're... Oh, so. She got something waiting for you, buddy.
So you might not be coming back, is what you're saying.
Oh, no. Maybe I'll be coming back sooner
or quicker if you're
making
it out alive.
As you know, we have Christmas dinner at my mom's house every year. The family gets together.
You have a turkey? I've got a turkey here. You need one.
Unfortunately, this
Jay.
Year,
Thank
yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this year, there's only going to be 3 out of the 6 kids there this year. So we'll make do with what we got.
Cool.
But, yep, right after the show, I'll be traveling out of here.
3 out of the 6 is still dangerous for the Wyatt family.
and the neighbors.
There'll be less mayhem by 3.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah.
Three less times the police show up at the door.
Yeah.
Hey,
who is it this time?
Which one is it this time?
But one of my nieces, actually, I got, I don't know, 2 or 3 nieces, and they got enough kids to make up for the other 3. Yeah. So.
Oh, you got so much family, man.
Oh,
I think over 13 years, you've tried to explain it to me a dozen times. I get confused because there's Wyatts with Wyatts, but there's no relation.
Yeah. See, I don't even try. So.
Yeah. Oh, you got into that conversation, huh?
I knew going in.
It's like 2 separate trees, but they...
From different sides of the country.
It it's like an apple orchard gone bad.
I can only imagine what your tree here looks like. It's just your trophies set up like a tree with ornaments and stuff hanging off that, huh?
Hey, you know, speaking of ornaments, I was walking through Home Depot today, and you know how these guys get their ears, they put big loops in their ears?
The gauges, yeah.
Yeah, the gauge things, whatever they call them. But there was a guy walking through Home Depot today with Christmas ornaments hanging from his ears that was through the holes in his ears.
Really?
I was like, what is this world coming to?
Did they light up?
No.
No, they didn't. No,
that's
one
technology.
Red.
Yeah, technology. Yeah.
One red and one green. And I was like, what's this world coming
that
to,
is
man?
Maybe he,
was he an employee?
No.
Maybe he was a captain of a ship, port starboard. I don't know. Red and green?
Hey, it's festive.
That is pretty festive, though. You know, I mean, you see them get some gauges and them earlobes, just wondering when they're going to rip out, you know, especially with ornaments on it.
All I can think is, ow.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the only thing I can think. Ow.
Yep.
I can't even take you serious right now, so you can say all you want.
How can you look at him?
He's got a bow stuck on his forehead.
I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Hey, that's,
come
yeah,
on,
that's
man.
Good. I'm glad you're smiling. And
it's a good deal. My residents are happy.
It's always a good day when Jay's smiling.
Took three bus loads up to Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Oh, that's right. You do that every year.
Every year.
How
I
was
take,
it this
I
year?
Take my residents. Last year, they boasted 1 million-plus lights.
Wow.
This year, yes, 2 million-plus lights.
No way.
There are so many more lights out there. It was friggin' awesome. I've gone the past 4 years since they moved it from Sunset Park. They did the renovation, and I've taken it up there. You got to go. $20.
I went last year, and it was something else. I can only imagine this year.
It is even more. They got new sponsors up there.
You
got to go again. You got for $20. I think they're open till January 5th, if I'm not mistaken, from 5 to 9:30.
Wow.
And you got to go again.
When are we going to have a light display there? Some bombers and
I got
a Bud Light display.
You really don't want to know what it costs to display up there.
I probably don't. We'll pay the $20 and drive through, right?
I put an on wheels now sticker on the back of the car underneath the license plate where the light is.
There you
change
go.
Your light bulb to red or green underneath the license plate and just keep on driving around so people see the on wheels now sticker.
I think that's a deal. We'll just do that next year.
But there's a lot of old stuff. If you ever went to Sunset Park and drove through it, there's still some of the old stuff that's up there, but they got a whole bunch of new stuff, whole bunch of new sponsors. It was great.
You said you went with
three times. Two bus loads of my memory care community. And last Friday, that was Wednesday and Thursday, and last Friday I took my assisted living community.
What do they
drove through there?
I mean, how are their reactions when they drive through there?
It just
pretty amazing.
And out come their phones and the pictures.
Yeah,
and
that's
you're
cool.
not supposed to stop, but I stop and
that's good.
You know, let them get some pictures and stuff. You know, there's a few areas that you can pull off to the side. One, we sat there where the racing, there's a new racing section up there with a bunch of cars and you got to go see the monster truck. I want that for the front of my house.
Oh, there's a lighted,
display. Life-size.
No.
Wait, hold it.
What now?
How are you going to get a monster truck in front of your house? When there's a snowman in front of your house.
Oh, that friggin' snowman, I'm telling you, man.
Put him in the driver's seat.
I'm telling you.
He don't got no arms.
Yeah, exactly.
He can't drive.
Put him in the back, the bed.
I would like to lay the snowman sideways underneath the monster truck.
Right. Wheels on top, right?
But
that's cool.
Yeah, the one section, they have a sprint car up there now, a bunch of NASCARs.
Now, these actually cars with lights added on them? Oh,
yes.
No kidding.
The wheels turning, smoke coming out of them. It's pretty. It's pretty wild.
Somebody's
so
busy.
We pulled over in that one section, and we got out hot chocolate and cookies for residents, and just sat there, you know, for a few minutes, took a break, and took pictures, and then continued on through. It was a full 45 minutes.
Wow.
Going through it.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're only governed by the car in front of you.
Exactly.
You ain't going faster than that. And all three nights, it was busy. It was busy, but take a ride out to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. A portion of that $20 goes to Speedway Children Charities.
I was gonna
ask that. You also can bring some cans of food. And drop them off at Goodwill. Goodwill has a truck. So bring that out there. And if you do it spur of the moment, they're selling bottled water and hot chocolate and all sorts of stuff out there, too. And a lot of the proceeds go to Speedway Children's Charity. So
cool.
It's, you know, not all going to LVMS. Yeah, I see a portion for the electric this year. The electric's got to be through the freaking roof.
I can imagine.
The lights everywhere, man. Left, right.
Now,
you're looking all over the place.
When you're looking at these displays, look closely because they have plaques or something that show who's sponsoring that particular light display.
Yes.
You want to look at the local. A lot of local businesses do that.
And that's something, I mean, Carrabba's restaurant has a whole new display out there. They're lit up. But there are a number. They're actually larger, the signs. So you really didn't have to, you know.
Look for it. In the
it's
past.
Out there.
Cool.
You know, you got Cat out there, Ahern Rental.
Well, like you said, it's expensive to set up these displays, so it'd take a few extra minutes to appreciate the businesses that are displaying those lights.
Some of these displays up there, I don't see them going up that fast. They are involved.
Taking some time.
There's some time. Okay. They got 2-3 tunnels of flashing lights now.
Wow.
There's some time involved in setting this up.
That is cool.
Really. And 2 million plus lights, ladies and gentlemen.
That's amazing. And
yeah.
It's cool to see it grow every year, you know, a little at a time. And you've watched it.
And from Sunset
from
Park.
Sunset over.
This is, I mean, when they went to LVMS and
they
went around the track,
right?
They
just kept getting too big.
Sunset Park went to renovations. They wanted to renovate the park, and that took 2.5 years.
Wow!
And they're just doing the fine touches on Sunset Park. They moved it up to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and for those who've never been out there, you basically start in turn 4. Okay, and you come around all the way around to turn 1. You're driving underneath the grandstands. It's not on the track. A lot of people confuse it being on the track.
It's not on the track.
Okay. It's on the outside of the facility underneath the grandstands. The track's 1.5 miles, so you're looking at like 2 miles worth of lights.
Wow.
And the other thing they added was a live actor's nativity scene.
At the end?
At the very end, they have a live actor's nativity scene on Friday and Saturday night. So it was awesome. Awesome. Really, really awesome.
Now, do you know how long they're doing this till? Are they doing
January
it
5th, I believe.
Oh, 5th, okay.
Yeah, you can go on. I believe we have it on the front page of thebombernation.com.
We will
the
take a
Festival
look.
Of Lights. And I also believe it was...
January 4th.
240,000 Speedway Children Charities donated to local charities this year.
Wow.
Over $240,000. So I can't reiterate that enough. You know, that $20 per carload.
Right.
And a portion of that goes to Speedway Children Charities. This is one of their fundraisers that they hold throughout the year. Well worth it. Great hour worth of entertainment. You got kids, you got nieces, you got nephews. Grab them, throw them in the car. They'll love it. Absolutely love it.
Cool. Don't miss out on that. That's for sure. Like I said, I went last year and it was something else, and I can only imagine how much they added this year. So.
It's twice as much. They actually have now one of the sections that they have is by the Richard Petty. That's a race section.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're going up the hill where the Nellis backstretch,
mm-hmm.
where the mobile homes, okay, there's a whole new section of lights going across the whole backstretch up higher. It's actually on the shelf where the mobile homes drive up and then sink
the
into
RV parking
to see
there.
The track, yep. The RV parking. Okay. That's a whole nother added section.
Cool.
Up there, there's like 5-6 different sponsors up there.
Sweet. And if you've never been to the track, now's a good chance to go check it out in a whole new light. So do it.
Literally in a whole new light.
Literally in a whole new light. So.
Yeah. It's cool. Awesome. It's worth it. I'm telling you, it's really, really worth it. You know, grab the neighbor's kids and go out there. Check it out.
Exactly.
You know.
You want to check out more, you can go to the BomberNation.com website. It's one of the first banners that pop up. Of course, till January 4th, 2015, as it says on the banner. You can also go to LVMS.com and poke around there and see what other cool stuff's coming up here for local racing. But obviously, you can always go to thebombernation.com and click on the message boards, see who's talking about you or post something, find something
new.
Yeah,
we're going to get that fired up pretty soon.
I know, huh?
Pretty soon, New Year's coming.
Yeah, I can't believe that. Yeah. We were just talking about how this year has just gone by. It's amazing. It's already Christmas. I mean, I can't believe tomorrow's Christmas Eve. And I'm, it's T-shirt. We're all in T-shirts.
Short sleeves
here.
And it's 75 yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The high was 75. 71, I recorded over here in Henderson. 71 degrees. I think we hit 63 today. You can't beat it.
I can't beat it,
but we're supposed to dip down. But
that's true.
That's okay. I don't see snow.
Jay, the host here forgot to say we have somebody else here.
We have a special guest here. I'm sorry. Also guest host. We'll have to get a picture and what do you think of that? Okay. For a second, I thought it.
That's not a wing sprint car. That's a de-winged sprint turkey.
Yes, it is.
We have a turkey, for those who don't know, with a couple of racing stickers on it. Mike's Christmas turkey, put headphones on it, and Gary, it's talking a little bit. You know, Gary's egging it on.
He's having trouble seeing its notes because somebody took his glasses.
Hey, that,
he's asking for his glasses.
Yeah.
Hey, they got a microphone stuck in its face.
That's a nice bird. It's a 13.78. So
I appreciate it. And all I got you was these regifted containers. I didn't really regift it, but hey, it would have been fruitcake if I regifted.
Liar.
That's all right. That turkey came out from my freezer last night. From last year.
Yeah, last year's turkey, right?
I knocked all the white frost off of it. Don't mind the white skin on the bird.
Who doesn't like Elvis, man? Huh?
How can't you like Elvis?
When we go on a break, we'll go on a little bit extra longer break.
It's
like, who doesn't like Dolly Parton?
Well, Jay, we know that you like Dolly Parton.
Name one Dolly Parton song.
I haven't got slightest.
Okay. All right.
Name one color dress she has worn.
Red.
What color are her eyes?
Beach towel.
Out of me. And who cares, right? You pig. You men are pigs.
Point proven right there. What color was the last top you seen her with? What color was the top she was wearing the last time you seen her?
Well, see, he gives a whole new meaning to Dollywood. Literally, Dollywood. He's choked up.
Here's
Dollywood. Oh, man. This is the time of season you really don't like to come into the show. Not a lot of racing to talk about, is there?
We talk all year
about
racing, and
this is a racing motorsport show, by the way. Yes, you have tuned into the right place.
The longest running one.
Absolutely.
You know, it's something that, we do research, you do research, Gary does, we bring people in, sometimes you need to take a break from the norm.
That's right.
We need to look at how lucky we are, how fortunate we are. that's something that I believe everybody should do.
You know, that's this time of season. It really brings that out. Between Thanksgiving on to New Year's, we can reflect on the past years and, everything that's...
We have a lot of fun here. We laugh a lot. You know, we've been accused laughing a lot. You know, this
laughing
is
too much. We're not allowed to laugh.
Keeping it interesting.
You know, so I consider myself fortunate. I consider us fortunate for what we have. You know, and also I consider myself fortunate for what I don't have.
Right. Both what you have and don't have.
You know.
No, that's true.
There's a lot of our troops overseas that aren't going to make it home to their families. You know, I'd love to see them. You know, I'm not into resolutions or, you know, my wishes or anything for Christmas. But I wish our men and women overseas could all be home and be done with over there. That's all I can hope for and continue, you know, saying as I have done down in Pahrump. That's what keeps us free. That's what allows us to do what we do on a daily basis, you know. And then there's a lot of friends and family that we lost over the year also that we have to reflect on.
Sure.
It's also tough times. Things seem to be getting better, but,
you know, and
some aren't getting out of the hole.
Sure.
You know, and we have had friends and family pass this past year. It's time for a reflection.
Definitely.
You know, I think it's a big portion of our life is racing, but we also have to look at what we have to do to give it away for us to keep it.
Well, you know, and that reflection helps us because every year is going to give new challenges. I don't care. In everybody's life, we always have new challenges every year. And the past, you know, year, we reflect on the difference, the good, the bad, and however you want to look at it.
And
it helps us
ugly.
Be stronger, exactly, and it helps us become stronger every year for the future. So it's something that we definitely need to look around and keep our eyes open. But, you know, it's good to have friends like you guys around to help, you know, get through tough times, you know.
You know, I say keep it simple,
and
stupid.
Times, so.
You know, keep it simple, stupid, one day at a time, right. And first things first, you know. That's the time of the season, me. You know, to be with family, this is the most important time to be with family.
Justin, I'm sorry. I keep thinking Justin's sitting here with us here tonight, but it's not Justin. No, absolutely. You know, and like you said, with the troops and stuff, not just, you know, afar, but our troops here locally that even stationed in the United States, they also, you know, help keep us doing what we love to do. You know, we're free to... Wait, hold on. Should we get North Korea's...
oh, geez.
Permission to broadcast or not? I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Are we allowed to broadcast?
but also to thank our veterans.
No, exactly.
You know, that have served this country, currently serving this country. We have everything to thank for our veterans for what they did out there, you know, for us to keep this country as free. And like you say, you know, free radio, you know, we don't have to check with our Korean leader to find out whether we can do this or not. You know,
absolutely.
We can broadcast all over the world and not have our First Amendment rights taken away.
Absolutely.
So, but then again, if you don't like our First Amendment rights, there's always the on-off button.
But wait a minute. There is censorship sometimes that we know you don't like. I've learned my lesson.
That's something we can reflect on. You know, we can look into the forward year.
I mean, not to censor, but to give a disclaimer.
It's a family show, and I recognize that. And, you know, being
but sometimes you just get fired up, and you're mad.
I'm mad. I'm vocal. I'm opinionated. I'm from New York.
You know,
and sometimes certain words. Just emphasize
it.
Certain words emphasize to get across what I'm saying.
It's the difference between radiator and radiator. That's right. For sure. No. I'm just giving you crap.
And so. I've been told it depends on where you're at from in New York.
Yeah.
There's
a
difference.
There's different New York dialects.
There's Long Island, there's Suffolk County.
Now,
right.
Can you tell when
Nassau
you're in
County?
And where are you and your buddy from?
Okay. What?
Where are you and your buddy from?
No. See, right there. I'm from Nassau County, Long Island.
Now, can you tell the difference when you're in that area, like different accents, I guess, from that same area? Like, can you tell a difference? Or is it New York's New York?
No. I can tell, northern New York and western New York, budding Pennsylvania and New York City, most definitely.
Really?
You know.
Wow.
It is a bit different. It isn't drastically different,
right.
but
I can
tell.
Noticeably. Well,
yeah,
we're learning a little more about
the damn
here.
New Yorkers.
Ay. Of course,
we're not bad people.
Hey, nobody said.
Nobody said you were bad. All I said is those damn New Yorkers.
Hey. I didn't move out to Vegas because I liked them back there. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, they,
I came out here to get away from them.
They can say the same thing about the damn California.
Hey, easy. Slow down there.
You know? I mean, I tried to make it a point to get as far as away, but I didn't want Alaska. Okay,
but I guess
so
that's
I
why
ended up in the desert.
That's why we're in the desert is because... I mean, you're from Cal,
yeah.
You're from back, but we're here.
And what part
we're
of
here
Michigan,
Nevada.
Mexico are you from?
Detroit.
It's Detroit. South of the border, Detroit. It's the Canadian border. Ay. Do you want to go to a break?
Now that we all know where we're from.
You can call in, of course.
Yeah, sure.
If you'd like. Yeah, or not. We won't make fun of you.
The turkey stole my glasses. Hold
I
on.
See that. See
Justin.
Your notes.
Oh, that ain't it. Anyway.
You sure you got the right glasses?
I got two notes. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, you had a 50-50 chance.
And I lost. Now you know why I don't gamble.
That was saying you can have your glasses back.
I don't have red and black. I lose on that all the time. 702-685-8116. 702-685-8116. Give us a call. Let us know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Hey,
I mean, last week, of course, we had Dustin Chastain call in.
Yep.
So
let us know what
him.
He's
yeah.
what he's got going on.
So we'd like to hear about your team and what you got going on this coming up year.
Yeah,
any
anybody?
Changes? Any anything? Yeah.
Hey, did you get any new sponsors on board that you want to tell them to listen to the show and call us up and get them out there early? You know,
I'm waiting for my Christmas vacation to start so I can start working on my race cars. It hasn't started for me.
Hey, you know, I have a car that I've been working on.
I saw that.
And it's like baby crawls at a time because every single time we get all the tools out, get started working on it, I get a phone call to go to work.
You gotta make money.
Yeah, you gotta go.
So.
But
now you say we. Who is this mouse in your pocket? Or
yes.
Who is this we you keep talking about?
Well,
I haven't seen a we. It must have been months.
You know?
I know it was before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he said
he
was going to be here.
He's here. He's
is
home.
He really?
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he's here. He's here.
I can't remember his name.
We're
going
to take an extra long break here
okay,
to listen to a little bit of
again,
Elvis.
We appreciate you guys joining us here, 2014 Christmas
edition.
It's amazing it's even here. So anyways, enjoy.
We're going to take a little bit extra break.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all they use a reindeer, pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Are you coming, Santa Claus? Are you coming, Santa Claus? Ride down Santa Claus Lane.
He doesn't care if you're rich or poor. He loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children. That makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out. It's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you'll hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time. City, ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids punch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all, the bustle you hear. Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
My back, you gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac.
Coming down your chimney tonight. Oh, Christmas time, baby. And Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring. Sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you'll hear silver bells. Silver bells,
silver bells,
it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green. As the shoppers rush home with their treasures, hear the snow crunch, see the kids munch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all the bustle, you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Ring-a-ling.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, race officials can all get together and talk about local racing. We do not do the news. We just talk about racing and stuff we love. And if you got something you want to talk about your team, if you don't like circle track racing, that's okay. We want to talk about drag racing or off-road racing or
bench racing,
skateboard racing,
like
whatever you race.
Yeah, there we go. We don't discriminate. We've had drag
RC,
racers on.
Slot
we've
car
had
racing.
Off-road racers on. We've had pavement racers on. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. We have drag
races. We've had
on.
Show and tell for horses on.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
We've had all kinds of racing. So we'd love to hear about your racing. We don't discriminate against your former racing. And, of course, if you want to find out more about what kind of racing we do, you can always go to www.thebombernation.com. Scope it out, scroll around, click on the message boards. There's a link right up on top, and see what's for sale. If you want to get into racing, it's a good place to ask all the questions, how to do it, how much it costs, and to find cars and parts and everything
else. A couple cars just sold off of there, too, man.
Yeah, there you go. It's, and if you want to sell something, that's a good place, too.
There's a couple cars that just sold off of there, and people getting their Christmas presents. So
now's the time. And this time of season that, you know, people are going after their sponsors and renewing sponsorships, getting new sponsors and buying new parts and getting their cars ready. I'm still waiting for my vacation to start so I can start working on my cars. There's a lot of racing still coming up here. Even though it's kind of off-season for most tracks, we have Havasu 95 Speedway, of course. They have January 3rd, they have a race coming up. It's a street stock race. I think it's $1,000 to win.
$1,000 to win, and they have the boat race going
on. That's right, on that same night, the boat race.
If you've never seen one of those boat races,
especially on that track,
you've got
to
get
there.
Down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's insane down there, man.
Yep.
They let them go until there's one left.
It's fun to watch that, yeah. And, of course, January 17th down in Havasu, they have their late model race coming up down there also. So.
Yeah, and I heard Mark Allison is going to run that series down there.
That's good. Yeah, he did well, fifth place, I think, last race, so it's good to see him.
He's
going to
run that series, and he also has a new modified that he's looking to run.
He said he was close. I haven't talked to him in weeks, but he said he was pretty close to having all his cars done.
No.
That's what he told me.
I do believe he ran that modified in Vegas.
Oh, did he?
Yes. Well, no, that Lucas Oil modified. He.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
that,
he did
that
run
new
it in
red
Vegas.
And black one.
Yes.
Really? I didn't know which one was him.
Well, now, he's. I understand that he is working on a speed truck, that he's going to run a speed truck at Willow Springs.
Yeah, they do. They race the road course. They have a truck series that they allow down there.
Yes.
And speaking of truck series, I spoke with the owners of the ASA truck series down at Havasu when I didn't talk to you.
When you blew him off?
Yeah.
Guess what? This re-gifted almond roca can that you gave him didn't make up for it yet.
God damn it. They're talking about doing it, and they talk
anyway,
about
anyway, we got about
stuff,
12 minutes left in this show.
Wow, can you believe that? Time flies.
I'm just kidding.
They're talking about like an outlaw series, but I don't think that's going to take off. I mean,
they're still working on the combination of the both series of trucks, the ASA trucks and
that's why I don't think
the speed trucks.
I mean, for a little while they talked about doing a truck / kind of a late model series, kind of like SRL has their SRL and then the S2s come, you know.
They run them.
Not together, but, you know, to sponsor them both, I guess, or something like that. But that never happened. And now they're talking about an outlaw series where who knows what they have in mind, which, you know, to me, outlaw means more money. hear outlaw, you mean more money.
Run what you brung.
Type
do
of,
whatever
yeah,
you want.
Well, exactly.
I mean, when we did demolition derbies, there was an outlaw division.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably similar.
Anything
to that.
Went.
And usually
whatever you brought.
Money.
That's it.
So.
Whatever you brought, there was an outlaw division. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what you did to the car. Didn't matter what type of car it was. That's what you ran.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm not holding
no
my breath
rules.
For that. So we'll see as that comes along. So I've got my eyes focused on other stuff right now. So we'll see.
Because you got two of them.
Yes, I do.
You could go either which way with them.
I could go both ways with them.
Run one with the late models or start building an outlaw.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I do plan on racing this year, though. 2015, I'm going to race.
You know, Michael,
I'm racing.
So. You know,
I'm racing.
Yeah,
you guys are traveling. I'm going to travel. We are
putting a motor in the yellow car. So.
I'm going to race somewhere, and I'd like to race at either a track you guys visit or something at the same time at some point. So it'll be fun.
Oh,
we'll
you
see.
Do? So that means we've got to let him know where we're going.
I'm going to find you. I'll just follow you.
The last time I checked, they didn't let speed trucks on Tonopah Speedway.
they haven't seen my truck yet. So. But it's coming. No, so we'll see what happens. You know,
out comes the knobbies. They do have mud trucks.
Mud trucks, yeah. Your truck will have a little problem going through there.
Yeah, do have mud bogs.
That
was interesting.
But, hey, we'll see what happens. I'm waiting for my holiday vacation to start so I can start working on this stuff. But I'm like you know, you start working on something, you get that phone call, man. And you got to go. That's how it is. Got to make money.
Yes.
It's either money or time, usually, you know. It's a fine balance.
Usually when you got money, you got no time. Exactly. When you got time, you got no money. Exactly. So.
Now, I'm coming up to no money very shortly.
Yeah.
Hey,
we got a question for Justin.
Very, very shortly.
For Justin? What do you think of that? Okay.
All right, Justin, very good.
Hey, great news. I did see... physically shook his hand. Tim Bell is still alive. I seen him and shook his hand, so he's still here.
He's in the house.
He's
studio,
in the house.
Huh? Tim Bell, like Elvis, is in the house.
A lot of racing coming up. February. There's also, I think, I don't know what they're calling it, but the SRL, speaking of SRL, they're going to be having a, I think, a two-day event with Lucas Oil Modifieds at Kern Raceway, the half mile out in Kern County, Bakersfield. They got, I think it's a $25,000 purse for them guys.
Wow, that's huge. That's going to draw
big,
a field.
Exactly. It's going to be a
There's
big race.
There's a race going on Saturday in Santa Maria.
Oh, I didn't know.
Up in Santa Maria. Yeah. And I told my wife I was going to Santa Maria, and she said, do you think you can spend Christmas one day away from
I said, no. When? Well, Christmas is Thursday. The race is when?
Yeah.
Saturday.
See?
There you go, man.
You got it both covered.
You know, she wanted to stay in California till Sunday, and then when I told her I want to go to the race Saturday, she wants to come home Saturday. So
that went right out the window.
Yeah. Dang it.
You know, as I was saying, going broke, you know, my daughter, she got engaged this past year.
Oh, yeah.
And the wedding looms.
Oh.
So,
you
know, it was 3 years, you know. I never got a new race motor for 3 years. All I did was... yeah, we got a problem.
We got a big problem.
You know, every time I went to get another race motor, it was like over to the orthodontist. So people would ask, did you get your race motor? And I'd just tell my daughter to smile.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah,
there it is right there.
Now she can show her husband off. Here's her, the other motor.
I'm looking forward to having a son-in-law. It took me a while to think of that.
So you may be becoming a grandpa, huh?
Hey,
in the future.
We had to go there. Hey, they're not married
Grandpa
yet.
Jay.
Man, my wife would love it.
You would love it too. Come on, you would love it.
Wait.
You waiting for a grandson that you could
diapers
spoil
again?
And then hand him back off to the kid. Say, here you go.
Diapers again. I don't care,
Grandpa. You know what? I think you make a great grandpa. I think you would. I wish you were my grandpa.
See, Gary knows.
He's laughing.
Gary, you're not, man. Gary, I've been with Gary for a while now. Gary knows.
Okay,
I can't respond to that. You know.
Well, look, you take care of the kids now. You got these toys, of course, toys. Toys for Smile, wooden toys that you guys, you know,
those are for the kids
give.
Touch a truck
and so on. You know, I mean, you're always giving. So, I wish you were my grandpa.
Giving headaches.
Can I tell you, grandpa?
And,
will you be my grandpa? I don't need any more friends. I need a grandpa like you.
Gary brings me into restaurants and says, My grandpa's with me. Can I get a senior discount?
They're like, well, we give you both senior discounts, no problem.
Yeah, no, they, and I tell them my gray hair is from him.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, it was just 2 weeks ago. We were up at, where did we go eat? What's that place?
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. She goes, is anybody over 60? Gary's five people back. Oh, yeah, hell yeah, he's over 60. Yeah, we just see Cena. Okay.
Do we all get the discount?
He last one online, and all, he hasn't said a word.
Well, was he,
in the car,
was he buying?
Or, what?
Was he buying?
No, he wasn't. And there's like right away, yeah, he's over 60.
He's saving you money, see? He's trying to save you some money.
Hey, what are you always looking out for him? Exactly. And he don't see that.
Trying to save him some money. Hey, what are you guys doing for Christmas, Jay? What do you guys got planned? Are you and your wife
Christmas Eve, I have my future in-laws. I'm going to my future in-laws' grandmother's house. Then Christmas Day, we'll have all them over, my future-in-law's over with my father-in-law over our
house.
Cool. So.
Hey, Jay, well, I got a question.
Mama's going to be cooking up a storm.
I got a question. Are you going to make it to the future-in-law's this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was sick. I was invited for Thanksgiving. I didn't even. I was invited here,
sick.
And I was invited, and yeah. No. I was just. Cool. I didn't want to get anybody sick.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that's it. I bet if I said, let's go run that 2-day show, they could have went out the window.
Hey, I race sick. Yeah. How about you? I know you're going to Cal, and you got family you're meeting up with. You guys do turkey or
yep,
ham?
Yep, we're doing a big Christmas dinner as we have for the last 45 years.
Yeah.
We're doing a big Christmas dinner.
You don't like change like that.
No, this is
that's tradition.
This
is cool. Hey.
You know.
And
Gary's set in his ways.
Gonna give my sister a little hard time, and
she's got
my
niece for you.
A hard time. Well, oh no,
I can't wait to hear about what she's got in store for you.
All I gotta say is they gotta get up pretty early in the morning to catch me off guard, because I'm always on guard.
They
got
their alarm set. So keep one
eye
open.
I'm telling them what time.
Exactly.
Their
right.
Alarm clock.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
He's expecting you at 4. Set it for 3:30.
Yeah. No, they. I'm sure they all try to gang up on me, but it's all in fun and games.
You guys got all your Christmas shopping done for everybody, and I know we're running out of time, but
we
don't know. My daughter's listening. Amy, are we done?
Why do I have to go Christmas shopping?
I got a 20-year-old daughter.
We know your Christmas shopping story. We know about you.
Yeah, Jack's catalog. Look, honey. I got you a new gear drive.
Hey, I will tell you this. God's honest truth. I was looking through the Jags magazine, and I found a new pair of race shoes. I took a picture of it and sent it to my sister and said, this is what you can get me.
I expect this under the tree, right?
Well, we have a little bit of a gift exchange.
Yeah,
you know, all
yeah,
the adults
yeah.
have a gift
right.
exchange.
Do you guys draw, like, who?
Yes,
okay.
They do. They did. And 90 seconds. So we have a limit, and, well, my race shoes are a little bit over the limit.
Yeah.
So my sister says, hey, that's a little bit over the limit. I said, it's over everybody else's limit.
Not your
limit.
Hey, we're out of time, of course. Want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. It's been a fast year till this point. You know, just want to say everybody be safe. Have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your family and your time off. Jay, you too. Gary, you know,
same
you,
Mike. What's your plans?
Same thing. Just sitting around with family, local family. That's it. So,
All right.
See you next Tuesday. We got the Silly Dilly and New Year's.
Yep. New Year's
coming
show
up next
the 30th.
Yeah. We'll
you guys,
something to do.
You can still call in and tell us what your
yep.
Race program.
Have a good night.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening.